Dusta Financial Inc., Braveheart Pest and Termite Control, Castle Real Estate Inspection Services, Donahoe Young & Williams, Style MySpace, and VOI Insurance Solutions.
And you're standing on the edge, face up, cause you're a natural.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHCS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Hi, everybody.
Morning.
I am your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams Moniz is the mother of a one-year-old today, Cameron.
No.
And we have three special guests today.
We do.
Okay. The first one, I'm going to just say, it's Greg and Cameron.
Greg is here.
And Cameron.
I would just like to point out that they are as far away from a microphone as they possibly could be, because I think Greg is afraid I'm going to like wheel him over.
There you go. Awesome. Good job.
But yeah, little man
yes.
has won.
He's won today.
I know. Oh. We were looking at pictures last night from like the night before we had him, and like, you know, when he first came, and I'm like, he was not that small. The photo's distorted, right? But no, he was.
You know what?
It grows so fast.
It's so funny. Just wait.
I can't. You know, just let me have the 1 year and like attempt to digest what's happening.
It's spooky how quick
it
goes.
It's so wild.
It's just weird.
What is it? One of his like little play things that we subscribe to gives you a mug, and it says like the days are long, but the years are short.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
a
like,
good one.
Yeah, that totally resonates.
That's a good
with
one. Well, I had something that happened to me for the first time over the last
you
7 days.
Did, yes.
Which I got to tell you something. Okay, so just to preface this, last week, okay, my son, who's going through, you know, the Horizon pilot school.
Right.
He's living with his wife's parents in Santa Barbara.
Right.
Because they live normally in Washington, and he can't get his hours in when it comes to flying in Washington because the weather sucks. So they moved down there for a year, and they're living with them in Santa Barbara. Well, his mother and father-in-law went on vacation.
Sorry, if you hear that in the background, it's Cameron. It's his nap time, and he's like, what is happening? Bye, buddy. We'll see you in a little
bit. Bye, Cameron.
Sorry about that.
Have a nice nap.
Love you.
So
they're down here visiting.
Yeah.
But then there was a turn of events.
Well, actually, they're really not even visiting. They're here for a year, right? I didn't realize they were here.
Because he needs
his 1,500 hours in,
got
right?
It.
And they can't. He'll never get that in Washington.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so they're living there, and the parents go. The in-laws go to on vacation and stay in a house. And it was awesome for them, but they stayed with another couple who got COVID while they were there. And we'll talk about this guy in a second, Patrick.
We'll get there.
Okay. Because now he's an expert.
You're the lone ranger.
But what happened was, Brian, okay, freaks out, right? Because he's got two little girls. And he goes, oh, when will you be back? And they said, we should be back sometime around Thursday at noon. He goes, great, we won't be here. And so he just came to our house. And so we had him for the week. Yeah. And I got to tell you something. Well, first thing is.
But he texts me and he's like, we have termites.
We have termites.
And I was staying with Mark and Sherry at the time. So I was like, poor Mark and Sherry have termites
have
also.
Termites
yeah, Cameron
well.
And I.
So it was awesome. I mean, they've got a year and a half old and they've got a 4 month old. And I got to tell you something. The 4 month old was just about as cheery as you can get.
Oh my gosh, that baby. Every video you sent, this cheerful baby.
If
happy.
You took her and you laid her on the floor. She would just play. She would just look and coo for an hour.
Yeah,
and it was like amazing. And so I would have her on my lap
that
and everything.
Nice.
And usually I'm a handoff guy when it comes to anything under 6 months. I'm a handoff guy. You hand me, I'm like bounce. Oh, that's cute, right? And I hand it off. But she was so fun.
Yeah,
she was so fun. And so
Barkley
anyway,
loved having them.
Barkley,
my dog.
Laying in all of her playthings and stuff. Exactly. And I got to tell you something. I went through a little bit of depression when they left.
Yeah, so last night we're texting because I'm just obnoxious. I'm like, hey, how's your day? And he's like, oh, my termites left. He's like, it's really quiet. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I thought you would enjoy the quiet. He's like, we do, but, you know, we love them so much. And it was such a treat
it
to
was
have them.
The quiet was definite.
He said, so quiet. I'm like, dude, drive a mile and a half down the street. I'm like, you want chaos? Greg, a good
Fair
camera,
enough.
The dogs. Yeah, we got you.
We're not far
if you need noise.
Yep. So anyway, so let me go over by the numbers real quick because I want to get Kim Kapelish in here.
SCV. By the numbers.
Okay.
I can't guess because you told me.
I did, didn't
you
I?
Text me.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Patty could guess.
No, that's okay. I can't afford him to be right.
That's fair. You know? Neither can
that's
I.
Okay. active listings for Santa Clarita, 624, which is interesting. It's up 14 from last week. Mm-hmm. actually in escrow. We have 313 in escrow and closed the last 30 days, 293 homes closed.
Pretty good.
Which is
pretty
interesting.
Good.
But, and this I'm going to tease, what? Right? Mm-hmm. Marla Ferris, actually, I got one of my clients. It's interesting. I had an agent that worked for me when I owned the other company. She was an agent, right? And I get a call from her son saying, hey, you know, I know you know my mom. And anyway, I want to buy a condo. And I went, okay great. Does that mean you want
does your mom want to help you?
that's
what
kind
I
of
think, correct,
I, yeah. And it's like, you know what? No, she actually said that that you should help me because you're really good at what you do. And I went, wow, that's really nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. So anyway, but I turned around to Marla. Marla, it was a first time home buyer at 10%. But Marla came up with this program. It's called the Forgivable Equity Builder Loan. The Forgivable Equity Builder Loan, which is amazing.
Okay.
An extra 10%. Forgivable. She just gets the extra 10%, the first time homebuyer. And so it was interesting.
Why did I get that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Marla, I'll call you later.
By Cal FHA.
But that's great.
California. Well, you didn't go FHA either, did you?
The whole situation.
Yeah. So probably that. Housing finance. Yeah. Anyway, she's going to, I'm teasing it because she's going to be on the show next week. All right.
Well, that'd be very interesting.
Yes. Okay.
But, hey,
without further ado,
who do we have on the show?
Yes.
Week?
Okay. Everybody, we've had her on your show before. Kim Capellas is our guest from Style My Space.
Woo-hoo!
You know, Kim. Hi. Are you there?
I'm here.
Kim, how are you?
Fantastic. So
terrific.
Good.
First thing is, I want to tell you, not only does she own a successful staging company here in town, right? But Style My Space, that's the name of it. But she also has a school that teaches home staging and interior design for the past 15 years now. Students from all across the world have attended.
Legit the world, which I think is so cool.
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
which is actually kind of fun, too.
Definitely.
You know, Kim, okay, so here's my question to you. What is your secret? Why is your school so successful?
Well, thanks, Phil. I think it's a number of reasons. I think three, really, for the most part. Our course is so jam-packed with really fun stuff. It's all hands-on. It's a boutique-sized course, so it's like 9 students. And then we do everything that we possibly can hands-on. So accessorizing, picking out paint colors, going into live properties, working on them. We have guest speakers in the interior design course. We do home staging and interior design, by the way. And so the interior design course, we even go to the showrooms, the designer showrooms with guest speakers on lighting and wallpaper and custom furniture and all of the things that you would really need to know for design. We even have a white box challenge in my warehouse. Not only did they get a tour of my warehouse, but they're picking out anything they want to pick out in my warehouse to design a space based on certain criteria, kind of make it a little game. It's pretty fun. And then we also obviously teach them everything specific to the industry. How do you get your clients? How do you run your business? How do you continue with the marketing? And then we have coaching every step of the way. So because it's so boutique, anyone can ask questions at any time, and they're getting feedback right away on their projects. So, and another reason is our instructors are experts in the field. Wanda Colon, she was on HGTV and TLC, and she co-founded the design program with me.
I know Wanda.
And she teaches here in Los Angeles. I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's
right?
Awesome.
She's an awesome mentor. And we also have in New York, we do LA and New York, both coasts. Our instructor there is really fantastic, and she really specializes in super duper high end. So when you get into the uber high end, there's a lot of things that, you know, people need that skill set to be able to accomplish. And so she brings that to the table. And we also are a very short class. You attend live for 1 week, and obviously you can hit up either coast. You can do Los Angeles or New York, and again, it's all business startups. So you're able to take on clients the minute you leave the classroom.
So elaborate on that, because 1 week sounds super fast, which is amazing, but kind of how you know, so it's a crash course, but how does that work?
So actually, and you wouldn't believe it, Tyler, but there's classes in New York, classes in home staging that only take 2 days. We're one of the longer running ones for home staging, But also, we have 1 week for interior design, which I know sounds incredibly short. So back in the day, if you were to take, if you were to be an interior designer, you had to know all of the codes. You kind of took on the role as the contractor, basically.
That's what my mom did, yeah, and it took her a really long time. So that's why I'm so interested in this, because this sounds way better than what she had to do.
Yeah. Well, and nowadays, that's actually illegal. So it cuts out a lot of the time and the expertise that you need to have, because you're relying solely on the contractor. Like, you would never want to make a decision to take out a wall or do any of those things anymore in the industry. I actually know, have a friend that knows someone that about 15 years ago was sued based on taking out a wall, and she was just the interior designer in a house, and it was load bearing.
Oh.
And so, really,
oops.
Yeah, that's
enough. Oops, double oops.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a quickie question for you. So now you say you're in LA and New York. Now, it seems to me, because I've been to both places, it seems to me that they're both completely different when it comes to style, because the New York style is different than the LA Southern California style. So you obviously have somebody, you know, when it comes to the New York side, they specialize in the New York look, right? When it comes to training,
it definitely is different. I will tell you that there are a lot of core concepts for home staging, so that's why when people come in from other areas of the country, you definitely want to adapt all of those core concepts to your area, specifically where you live, because things are going to be completely different. I would never put pastels in my house, but in some areas of the, in any of my stagings, I mean, but in some areas of the country, you know, it's going to be more of that. It's going to be hot and in and so on. So it, everything does need a little bit of tweaking, but when it comes to the core concepts and how you run your company and where you're going to, what are your resources and how do you acquire clients, all of that is kind of the same. And in addition, when you're home staging, you actually can rent furniture when you first start out. A lot of people don't know that. They think they have to buy everything. But so all of those nationwide distributors, the ones in your area, are really going to be carrying kind of the furniture and things that are going to be most rented in that area. So you're already going to be in style for the area, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Plus, we're using neutrals. Right. So if you go shopping at your local Home Goods that happens to be in Georgia, those are the things that are going to be hot
different.
And trendy at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy the pillows. Maybe, you know, as a stager, you probably have accessories and stuff that you bring in rather than rent because it's more affordable. But, you know, you're surrounded basically by the trends in your area already to begin with. So that part's a little bit easier to adapt.
Makes sense. I knew that Kim and I would be friends when she said I would not put pastels in my house because neither my I'm laughing and looking at Phil because the house that my husband and I just moved into, it was like light blue and lavender throughout the entire house. And I walked in
wow.
And I was just like, no, it was horrible.
You could hear her gasp.
Oh, it was, yeah, way too much. So who takes your courses? I mean, is it typically people that know that staging is what they want to do? People that just like to watch HGTV? What's kind of the mix that you guys have?
Sure. Well, we're business startups, so most people take it for that, but we have a variety of people that come. We had one lady take the interior design course because she bought a home with a view, but it needed a gut job, fairly large project. She didn't want to pay a designer. She wanted her own stamp on it. Can't blame her. And also, once you're a designer, you get all the discounts. So she got more than paid to take the class because of the discounts. That she can get on furniture and materials and things like that.
That's brilliant.
And that is. That's really smart.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
We have investors, project managers, and special interests like her, and then also real estate agents.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's awesome. And I'm looking at Taylor, going, yeah, you should have done that. Yeah. Yeah. You had an extra week to do this, yeah, so that you could actually, yeah.
Where hey, are
you
going to fit that in? Wait till you see our house later.
No.
I'm shocked at what I've done with
no,
her.
No, I'm just saying, where would you have found a week to be able to take that class?
Knowing me, I would have found it.
Yeah, you know, that's the scary part, yeah. So now you talk about real estate agents. How do real estate agents creatively use this kind of training in their business to enhance their sales?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So actually, there's lots of TV shows on it, like Unsellable Houses. They kind of come in mini flips. So let's say you're selling.
They're twin girls on that show. So Greg and I love that. Oh, we're having twin girls.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, we know that show. Uh-huh. But go on. I'm sorry. Yep.
And they don't have to. You know, as an agent, you don't have to invest your own money. But their strategy is, and of course, you can just mini flip just to help people get more money for the house and justify a higher commission. But there is a strategy, and I even have a student in San Francisco, her and her husband do this as well, and they come in and make all the design decisions, and at the end, so whatever the extra profit would have been, let's say it would have listed for $950, but after everything is done, it lists for, you know, $1.2 million or whatever, right, because everything's been updated, then whatever would have been the gap, they split the difference after expenses.
Right.
Yep. That's awesome. You know, if you just joined us, we're talking with Kim Kapelish with Style My Space, and she's got an amazing, successful staging business here in town. We're talking about how she has classes and things. So the question that I've got for you now is, it seems like it's a perfect time, especially for agents, if they're going to do something like this, because it's now turning from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And when that happens, we all know that you have to actually have your best game and your best foot forward and have everything exactly perfect, because if you're competing with getting the few buyers that are out there,
right,
you need to have the best listing that when it comes to actually listing your home. So it's a perfect time for people to actually, if they're thinking of doing something, now's a perfect time. So what different types of classes do you have?
Well, besides the live, which obviously you can attend right here in Valencia, that's our Los Angeles-based course, we do also have on virtual, it's a hybrid, so you do part of it at home, and then you do part of it directly with the instructor to finish it. And you can do that independently, so you could start tomorrow, or you can do it as on the dates that we actually have it as a group. And we also have bilingual Spanish as part of that program as well.
Wow.
So those are all the ones that you can kind of do sitting in your pajamas at home.
I like it.
If you didn't want to attend live or you weren't able to attend live.
What if you don't own pajamas? Sorry.
That's our next segment, Phil.
That's our next segment.
Let's just say that.
Okay, well, you know what? This is awesome, and actually we're running out of time for our first segment, so we have to know just exactly for our people who want to actually do something like this, which I think is a great idea.
Definitely.
How do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Sure. So the website that lists all the classes is theacademyofhomestaging.com, or they can call 800-574-5576 and speak to one of our academic advisors. Lots of people don't know if they want to take design or staging. Again, that's 800-574-5576, and we can walk you through the whole process.
That's awesome. Kim Kapelish, Style My Space.
I'm going to do it at some point. I've said it. I'm
you know
going
what?
To do it.
No,
you know I will.
Is in your wheelhouse.
I'm so interested.
Yeah.
I love this. And it's just a great program, and it fits everyone.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Thank
Kim,
you so much.
Thank you for spending the time with us. I really appreciate it. And it's great
thank
to talk
you.
To you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Guess what?
I'm going to lead into commercial break because we are going to find you some pajamas. And when we come back...
I haven't worn pajamas since I was 7.
We're not talking about that. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I don't think they make my size. Hey, okay. Welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM, and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend of the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams-Moniz is here, and she's your favorite real estate attorney, among other things.
Woo-hoo.
And yay. We've got to talk to the COVID kid, Patrick.
We wanted
to get to Kim Kapelish, but now that we can actually talk to you, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. That's awesome.
My nickname's the COVID.
The COVID kid.
Yeah. I think it's
funny. Phil came up with that. I'm like, I'm here for it.
I like it. It sounds like a Western, like Bill the Kid.
The COVID kid. Yeah.
I like
it. We did miss you last week.
Yes,
of course,
we did.
I love having Andrew. We do
I just,
love Andrew.
Did you happen to notice that we talked about you? Did you even listen?
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, he
no,
did.
No, I did. No, I did. I heard.
Nice.
I was like, I'm Patrick. I even sent a Facebook comment.
Oh,
I know.
If you ever go back on the video, you'll see my little silly face.
I love it.
You did.
Okay.
Well, good.
So you know what? Let's go over a couple interesting things. it's weird because when it comes to
what's weird this time,
well, that there's not what a lot. There's not a lot of interesting stuff when it comes to real estate for the show today. So I've picked a couple of things that, you know what, when it comes to the and other stuff, real estate, yeah, and other stuff. So let's.
They're all real estate related.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you noticed I haven't actually sent you any real negative things when it comes to Inman, when it comes to Open Door?
When it comes to Lately. Open Door, yes,
yeah,
correct.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
You know why?
No, it's not weird.
You know why?
Because they're all at their convention and they don't have time to...
Actually, no.
No.
No, it's because Open You're Door was it. Smart and they became a sponsor of Inman.
Hey, hey.
And so, you know what? Hey, if they're giving them you know, a bunch of money every month, that I think they kind of backed
be a
off.
A lot of money. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of cracked
well,
me up.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yep, that's first
and
thing.
And again, I think in certain situations, very limited situations, but in certain situations, an open door is okay.
Yep.
Not our typical, but
yep.
You know, every now, once in a while.
Here's a question for you guys, both of you guys. Okay.
Oh.
How much does the lottery have to be before you'll buy a ticket?
Seeing
it's over $1 billion.
So seeing as Greg Agug and I just bought $50 from Philip at our liquor store down the street.
Yep. Okay.
Some
people, you know, it's got to get to a certain amount. Like it used to be, remember when it started, it used to be like, there's the $25 million and everybody went and bought a ticket, right?
Greg and I, we buy scratchers pretty frequently just because it's fun.
Sure,
like Friday
absolutely.
Night, we'd, you know, grill and open a bottle of wine and we're going to win, you know, and then you win like $3 and you're like, woohoo! Like
just got fun, something back.
Yeah, fun thing. Yeah. I don't know, but this, I don't know.
You know, that's the Why perfect not? One to actually get it from.
I know.
That's the type that says, guess what? We had the winner.
I know. I told Philip, he's very sweet. He's like, hey, if you win, like, come by and bring a check. I'm like, I'll bring you, you know, like, the big check with the picture.
Oh, yeah.
He wants
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
in front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm like, we'll, you know, throw
yeah.
you a bone in your
He
boat.
Sounds really nice.
He's so nice. He's
yeah.
lovely.
I should yeah. start buying stuff.
Yeah, he let a very pregnant lady, her husband, and her one-year-old baby into the liquor store to buy some lottery tickets here.
Well, that was nice.
But I don't know the answer. So Mark and I always talk about this, like, what would, if any of my clients are listening, this is a hypothetical, but we joke, like, what amount of money would we have to have in our trust account to like abscond with it and actually just like be done practicing and move to like, you know, a non-extradition country? I don't, we've never come up with a number because it would never happen, but we have that joking conversation all the time.
Patrick, do you play?
Oh, once in a while.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I mean, he's about as close to Andy and Mayberry as you can get, right? Now, a lot of people don't understand what that is, but if you're older like me, you do. So what would you do with the money? What would you do if you won $1 billion?
How much?
How much? Like no.
Okay,
no. Like
so,
how much actually after
okay,
taxes?
So no. Okay, so if you wanted the one-time thing, it's like $650 million.
Okay, so you get a check
okay,
for $650 million, Patty.
Million.
What are you doing?
I would save it into probably into savings, and then part of it would probably invest it in stocks.
Good.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
What? Okay, so you want to buy yourself
thing. He's a little over the age of the ones that we worry about, that they put their inheritance on wheels. I don't think he would be
Listen, if I were to spend, there would be two things I would
buy.
All right, see, this is
spend.
What I want.
Right,
this is what I want.
Two things.
Okay, go ahead.
I would buy my mom, my dad, my sister, one thing, whatever they want, car or house-wise, and the rest of the money I would spend to make sure I'm debt-free.
Well,
pay off my debt. That's literally, and then everything else goes to savings and stuff.
How much debt do you have?
He's
you just got a check for $600.
He would buy one thing for his immediate family members, pay off his debt, and then he would figure out what he wants to do with the rest of it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do.
Sweet.
I love that. It is sweet. It
what
is
are you
sweet.
Gonna do with $600 million? Grumpster. Obviously you have a different
I have no idea.
In mind.
I have no idea.
I know what I would do.
You know what's funny is I'm not a real money person.
This
Which is
when
weird.
When I used to run like marathons and half marathons and stuff, I would think about if I won the lottery, like what would I do with the money? And I would actually like, okay, this is how much I have to pay in my car. This is how much I have left. And I would like nickel and dime it. And like this, I've always said like, you know, we'll pay off like our mortgage, right? Like
sure.
if any of my family members or like anybody in my office had a mortgage, we'd pay that off.
Sure.
But that would like keep me distracted
right.
while I ran. So,
yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think I would give a bunch of money to stuff that my late brother was interested in also.
Oh,
and
yeah.
like Wags and Walks is a dog rescue program that Greg Gug and I are really interested in. We'd give them money
too. If I had a check for $650 million and that was after taxes, let's just say.
I forgot. Weren't we all investing in that space mansion that was like...
Oh, yeah. We could go there.
All right.
Because that was like $65 million, right?
It was. Anyway,
just to
I interrupted
up.
You.
I would immediately divide... $200 million of it for charity.
Yeah, right? and it would be fun chunk.
Because you could just sit there and say, okay, I want 10 million to go here, million to go here, blah blah, and that would be fun.
Would they be like the Nordella family complex or the Judy Nordella pediatrician, blah 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 blah? You know what I mean? Pediatric wing or something.
I would tell you first thing is that'd be pretty cool. I give. Oh yeah, no, that'd be awesome too. Yeah. But
notice I mentioned Judy and not you.
No, yeah. No. They would understand that. I would actually love a compound.
Yeah.
Not a compound, but some place that I could actually buy, and it'd be like for my family, for me, media family. So we all had houses on the
location. You ever seen those little like compounds that like people are living in storage containers? Have you seen those like the big like shipping containers people turn into houses? Funny. And my brother and I back in the day used to be like we'd buy five. Like I would have one, he would have one. One would be like a kitchen, one would be a library, and one would be like a big bathroom one. And we'd put them around a campfire, and that's where we would live.
That's interesting.
With our small peanuts.
Our kids have always said, geez, can we all put in our money and maybe just buy a thing and we can all live together?
You guys are just too nice to one another. It's weird. God.
Well, no, they're just so awesome. They are. But what you just said when it came to the shipping container or something like that, that's a great segue to what I want to talk about right now.
I got you.
Yep, good job. Micro units. Micro units. Have you heard of micro units?
I have, yes.
Okay. Is that the next big thing?
You mean the big thing, pun intended.
Is that the next little thing? That's
the
funny.
Next it thing?
Okay, so
tell us about it.
People that don't know what we're talking about is builders now, instead of building homes that are 2,000, 3,000 square feet,
right.
They're actually starting to put some money into these what they call micro units. And it's like an area. It's not just building some homes, but it's a track. And they're only 350 to 500 square feet. Now, you say 500 square feet is really small, but remember, I grew up in 800 square feet, and there were six kids and two adults, and I didn't know the difference, right? It was two bedroom, one bath. My dad and mom slept on the couch in the living room that folded out to a bed. We had one little itty-bitty kitchen and a little kitchenette off of that, and then one bathroom.
I feel really selfish. Wow. Yeah. My first apartment, my shoebox, anyone in my office that's listening, my shoebox, I think it was like 800 square feet. It was a one bedroom, one bathroom, but it had a kitchen.
Yeah.
But she
we
a
had
shoebox.
Eight people in ours, in our shoebox. So there was.
We did not.
But anyway, so what they're doing is like this one guy is putting up 168, now they're rentals, right? 168 rentals. They're walking distance to everything. They got a pool on the roof. They got a dog park. And the interesting thing is, on the first floor, they've got retail, right?
It's got a fitness center. You're sleeping there. You're bringing home your takeout. You're sleeping there. You're housing your minimal belongings there.
They said that this is a big thing with Gen Z renters. What's Gen Z again? I mean, what?
Younger than me and Patty.
Yeah, like 10
to 15. You're not Gen Z,
right? 15-year-olds.
No, I'm a I'm tail end of the millennials.
Yeah, and I'm an old millennial. So.
Now, that sounds cool to me, but here's the problem. When you've got that
it's
many,
only one. Well, thank goodness. This
is the big one, because at first I thought about this and I thought this is kind of cool, and then I realized that 168 people renting something that's probably costing them $600 a month, and they're right next to each other. That's going to create some kind of interesting.
As an attorney, I'm here for it. I would love to see what the house rules are for these developments.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, cool.
No, but when you're young and like, my shoebox was, it was a place to live and sleep and attempt to read while I was in law school. And
how dare you, shoebox. 800 square feet just for you.
We call it a shoebox.
Oh, my God.
I had two dogs. Does that make you feel
You know what's funny
better?
is I didn't know any different when I was growing up.
But that's what's great about it.
800 square feet? I didn't know. It was like the only time I knew, and I think I mentioned this before, the only time I knew, because I went to North Hollywood High, and half the people in North Hollywood High were very rich, and the other half were me.
Yeah.
Right? And so I would go over to people's houses, and I would go, this is your house? Is this a hotel? Do you live in a hotel? It's like, no, this is our house. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
We were so worried about Cameron living in a condo, and Greg was like, he's not going to know the darn difference, Taylor.
You know, we can actually ask him to come in to rebut that. Do you think he'd do that?
Cameron's taking a nappy, so let's go. We got the blessed child.
Okay, so guess what?
I think it's a cool concept.
Yeah, it's interesting.
If you're of that age and whatnot, I think it's cool.
Yep. Yeah. There was one other thing I wanted to mention, that they think that they've actually got figured out hair growth. Hair growth.
Don't talk about that in front of my husband.
No, trigger molecules. They're figuring out the trigger molecules. Sorry, if you don't have any trigger molecules, then your hair doesn't grow. So what they're doing is they're figuring out a way to actually get your trigger molecules, and then they'll shoot them in your head, and then they'll grow hair.
I think my husband is, if I can say this word, incredibly sexy, and he's bald. And I have no problem with that. Like, we don't need any trigger molecules. We're good. I like it.
He's already got plenty of trigger molecules with you.
And
huh?
we're done with
saying?
Every single one of them.
Every single one.
After these
so
ladies
you know what?
Get here, we're
you know what,
done.
Greg, keep your trigger molecules to yourself.
But my dad, who's a lot, sorry, I didn't mean to be like ageist, but my dad, who is your age, has beautiful hair like you do, but he's got a solar panel in the back.
Oh, he's solar
to,
panel.
That's what Greg calls it. God. He's starting to get bald. So, you know, that may be something that's a little hair growth back there.
But see, you have
you know
to
what I mean?
Understand.
The bald solar
I know.
You,
no, that's back. Very funny. That's very funny. The little, yeah. The little reverse yarmulke.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So, but here's the situation. I've actually seen myself.
Segue.
Myself.
Okay.
A friend of mine took a picture of me, and he got on some kind of app. And
oh
he,
yeah, you can
he sent
easily
it to me
make you
where
look
I was
bald.
Where yeah. I didn't have any hair. Mm-hmm. I'm not good. You know, Judy actually looked at it. And she went, "I will leave you."
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, yeah. Really?"
No, but you also have beautiful hair, so I'd say, look, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because I agree. I don't think, no offense, bald's
well,
not going to be the
I'm
look
just
for
thank
you.
God for trigger molecules. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so you know what? That could probably be under by the numbers, but. This is something that's important. We got to get back to this.
Seller's market or buyer's market?
Actually, no.
Okay, anyone listening, I read every single article, and I'm prepared. I have comments. And as of the last month, I just I do the same thing, but I don't leave them in order because I just don't know where we're going. And so he was holding that article in his hand, and so I thought it was a safe bet because I have all kinds of comments
somehow,
on that one. But we're not going there, everyone. So
somehow this one ended up on this one.
We're going
commission,
somewhere else.
Commission study paid for home services comes under fire.
I can talk about
that,
too.
You got
that
one, too?
Yep.
Okay, so let's the study argues that decoupling
yep.
commissions. Let me explain what that is again.
Here we go.
And this is something that's big.
It is big because we talk about it all the time.
It's huge.
Very relevant.
Decoupling means that if you're going to actually, in the future, if these lawsuits go through, if you're going to actually list your house and the agent says, well, we're going to give 2.5% to me and 2.5% to the selling office, they're actually going to go, no, I'm not paying the
we're
selling
not
office
paying.
Anything.
Right.
And so, and they don't have to.
Right.
And if you want to put it in the MLS, if you don't actually, right now, if you put it in the MLS, you've got an offer of selling office commission, which makes sense, unfortunately, because you want the actual agent who's representing the buyer to come show your house so that
right.
they actually get paid. That's the way it works. That's the way the world goes.
We have a podcast, if you're listening, and it covers all of our, we talked about this very extensively, I think, 2 shows ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, so Home Services, which is a division of Berkshire Hathaway, mm-hmm. decided, wait a minute, this
Berkshire
is not good. Now
Hathaway.
They're, yeah, they've got a lot of interesting lawsuits going their way, as well as all of the national chains. They just do.
This seems to be the hot topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the study has they did a study, okay, changing the real estate commission structure would most harm home buyers who are first-time home buyers, lower income, and racially underrepresented, threatening equitable access to housing, according to a study commissioned by Home Services of America, remember, backed by Berkshire Hathaway. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to actually do certain things and say, well, this is an interesting thing that we found, and so hopefully it'll help the lawsuit, right, to where it doesn't go through. And the study has come under fire from the watchdog group Consumer Federation of America, however, for allegedly ignoring compensation alternatives that would arise if sellers were no longer required to pay buyer brokers and for basing its conclusions on the allegedly faulty premise that buyers would be forced to pay out of pocket for their agents.
That's the issue. Ding, ding, ding. And I actually have a different spin on this than you do, as always. That's what you know makes our show so fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But
right.
I think it's going to make a difference if a buyer has to pay their own agent versus I know that the seller is paying my agent.
Right.
It's going to change who's going to represent me. It's going to change the properties to which I have access to. It will.
Yep.
If this plan, what they're saying, goes forward.
Yeah. So let's just say all the buyers, all the sellers out there say, I'm not paying a buyer's agent. Okay?
So that's you. You're the seller. I'm the buyer.
Yeah. And so then the buyers.
And I'm a first-time buyer, and I say, oh, my gosh, I've scrimped and saved 18%, and now I have to find another 2.5% on top of
it. 2.5%? I don't have
you.
It.
I don't. Exactly.
Now I don't even have enough money to buy the house, so now I'm
correct.
Out of it. So what they do is they'll go, okay, well, I'll just go to an open house and beg the actual listing agent to represent me also.
As well. Right.
Which is not okay.
Which we've also talked about is not.
Considering.
To swing on both sides is very difficult. It's not the
right?
good. Yeah.
So anyway,
and
we talked also about this. Washington has actually passed something similar to this, and it didn't change anything. 90% of everything that's
still
actually in the MLS
stayed the same.
Is the same. They're still saying, okay, we're still going to give 2.5% because we actually want to get the buyers. And one last thing, and then I'm not even going to go into like the other 9 pages of this. Mm-hmm. One last thing is it forces people to actually do dual representation if they're going to walk in the door and say, hey, guess what? I want you to represent me. Then you're going to have to work it out anyway because no selling agent is going to actually represent two people for the same amount of money.
Correct.
Because obviously there's a problem there when it comes to being sued, right? And I think there's 12 or 13 actual states that say dual agency is illegal.
You can't do that for a multitude of reasons. It's very a skilled agent can do it, but there are still just issues. It's very difficult. I would not recommend it.
Yes. Yes.
But what I would recommend, unfortunately, is a wee commercial break.
Oh.
I know. I think we have to.
Oh, we were on a roll.
So, I know. Well.
Fine.
We will continue.
Fine.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, okay, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, it's me, it's Taylor, it's Patrick, everybody's here.
I don't trust you.
What?
2 seconds before we go on, I'm going to go with this article. The music, I'm going to do this one. I'm like,
I've changed it because, you know, I always got to figure how much time we've got and we never have enough. So this one is an opinion piece from Inman. It says, bringing sexy back.
Woo-hoo.
How to get your listing noticed now.
Okay.
Okay, because obviously we've gone from 177 listings in the last 6 months to 639. Which is quite a lot more.
I think it was 620 something.
It probably was.
Paying attention.
The days of the hands-off 0 days on market are over. It's time to get back to what we do best, getting those listings noticed.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, although the red-hot market in the past couple of years made folks a lot of money. It also brought a lot of what I can only call laziness in the way the listings were marketed, which makes a lot of sense.
No. What comes to mind is that open door. It has a two-car garage.
This
and that's it.
Stevenson Ranch home has a two-car garage.
Woo-woo.
That's not cutting corners. Yep. You know, hey, that makes me want to go see it because I've never seen anything with a two-car garage. That's awesome.
Well, I'm a West Sider. I'd like a two-car garage.
That's true.
I digress.
That's true.
Continue on.
When all they had to do was put a house up on the MLS to get multiple offers, many real estate professionals took that route, ignoring best practices and forgetting that at some point they'd have to get back to
Absolutely,
them.
Absolutely.
Now, homes are sitting longer. Sellers are getting anxious. And
what do you, in your opinion, not to interrupt you, so sit like a long time right now in our market? Like before, when we were talking a year ago, 5 days, 7 days was a long time. Like what would you consider right now as an agent a long time?
A long time now is anything over 60 days.
60 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Got it. Quite the change.
And here's an interesting thing. If you've been an agent for only 2 years, all you know are bad practices. Okay?
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
right?
Man. Okay.
Now, when I first got into real estate, nothing was selling. Like I said, the average marketing time was 7 months. And so all I knew was a bad market. So anything after that was like, you know,
it was so easy.
I learned, you know, it was like under fire.
Well, that's how I would prefer to learn, as painful as it is in the beginning.
Exactly right. Yeah. So this article basically says, you know what, if you're gonna want to see if you can't get noticed.
Here are some good tips.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Manage client expectations up front.
This is huge.
It can be difficult to talk to clients, especially if they're panicking and worried that they have missed the best part of the recent market. They may be rushing to list ASAP even without properly preparing prepare for the buyers. That's not a good thing. So what they do is they actually just pull the trigger early. They haven't done all of those things because they're in such a rush to get it on the market, which is crazy. Okay, so what happens is you have to actually say, okay, let's take the time. Let's actually declutter. We need to do those things,
Maybe,
which is really
you
important.
Maybe have Steve come by and do the front yard.
Yes, exactly right. Yep. And clean the pool.
And those couple of days, that's huge.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Timing is everything. We've also seen great houses go on the market the middle of the night or on a Tuesday afternoon because the clients insisted that it hit the market, the MLS, right away. This does not make sense and doesn't allow the home to have the impact it needs to have.
Think about any social media post. You want to post something when people are on social media,
exactly
right? That's
right.
Not going to be during these two times.
Yep.
So it's the same thing.
Yep, I agree. And so it's interesting because I always put mine in Thursday morning if I have an open house that Saturday and Sunday, because that way at least it gets
a
couple
people,
of days for people to know.
48 hours to, hey, we want to see it.
Embrace professional marketing. Great photos, high quality copywriting, and professional quality flyers, postcards, and other marketing collateral. These make the difference when marketing a property.
I cannot tell you how many properties you showed Greg Agug and I, and we could tell this is a professional photo versus an iPhone. And there were certain ones you're like, this may be nice, but we couldn't tell. And we didn't have the time to go see the house because it was like, no, we have these six others that look better, so we're just not going to look at that one. Isn't that true?
It makes
such a difference.
It's such a frustration for me to see a $1.2 million home
with photos from their iPhone. You say that all the time. I know. And it makes a difference. I kind of was like, eh. But then being a home buyer, Greg and I were like,
do you have any idea how much I want to knock on the door and say, look at how
icky your house looks. Yes.
Your house looks.
Those are a good choice of words.
Icky and cruddy. Oh. We clean those up.
Seriously.
Yep.
And but no, so that's definitely, just messed it's worth, up. You're going to get that money back. You're going to get that money back,
my
I promise
God.
You.
Okay, yes. When do we talk about staging? Staging, that's another thing. You
huge.
Know what? It's not
especially
cheap.
Especially if it's our house is kind of, it's very weird for Valencia. You need to kind of see, like, how am I going to put my family in here? Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Staging is huge.
They're saying go back to open houses, and you know what? You need to host them, which I've always believed in open houses because 100%. I like people.
Yep.
It's funny because I just like people. When people come in, I know that their story is something that's interesting, and I just want to know about them. So I ask a lot of questions
but
when
you
it comes
also,
to people.
But you do a great job of, you'll bring up things that I would not have otherwise thought of. So, you know, the great thing, the sprinklers were just redone, or hey, they just redid the pool. So yeah, we need to put a fence on it. But the great thing is that's so minimal compared to what we just had. Like, you know how to sell it, and you know how to tell the buyer, potential buyer, I wouldn't have thought of that. So,
and it's interesting, and I don't know whether we talked about this at all. But I always tell my buyers, if the client's there, you're going to get a sales pitch from me, right? Because that's what they expect.
Exactly.
So if they're standing there, I'm going to go, hey, Taylor, look, isn't this really nice over here? And isn't this really nice over here? And a lot of times if I don't say it beforehand, you know, I don't think there was a lot of actual sellers in the room when we were doing it.
We had tenants in my house, remember? So they were telling us about the ghosts and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but it's one of those things. It's like I kind of go
correct,
and so the seller thinks I'm doing my job.
Right.
Yep. Exactly right. Because you know why? One of the reasons why I do that. Because you never know when it actually expires, and they may go, you know what? When you were, I've gotten listings like this before. I actually do a big sales pitch on the fact that when I'm there and I'm in front of them, I've had agents, sellers call me back and say, my listing's expiring in 2 days, and I want you to come out and actually list me because they really, we felt that you really had a handle on
great.
The house. I'm like, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That's why you're so good. you are.
Well, thank you.
So we're not going through the rest of these.
In a minute.
Well, I
don't and a half.
Know you're shuffling. I don't. You know, I'm just. You lead.
What
I
else,
follow.
What else
you
can
lead,
we talk
I follow.
About? No, I don't think we have enough time.
Communicate with your clients. That was one. One other.
I can't
one.
Communicate with you, but I can communicate with my clients. No.
I was
no,
your
this
client.
Is good. Yes, you were.
No, I
yes,
think that's a huge thing. Not just we're going to get it sold, right? Just this is how it went. This is how many people came through. These are the pros. These are the cons. You're right. People are noticing that it doesn't have a dishwasher, and that may be an issue.
You know
what?
One
at?
Last minute, we should get Greg a gig in here. Yeah, come on in. One last time. He's shaking his head. No.
Not the baby's
no,
asleep.
Not with the baby. Oh, no. He's coming in. Yay.
Yay.
Shh. Yeah. Okay, now we have to whisper. Oh, he's almost asleep.
He's been
he's
asleep.
He's adorable.
So
he is adorable.
Say hi. No, yeah. Say hi in here. Just say hello real quick.
Hello.
He lives, people. He's here.
He lives.
The tiny baby.
He is alive. Alive. Yep. It okay, is. So
hey,
guess
market's
what?
Market's changing. Things are still good. They're still on the uptick. People are going to need you regardless of the market.
Yes.
So how are they going to find you?
Well, they're just going to go to philnordella.com.
Okay.
They get on my website, or they can call me at 661-312-3561. How about you?
661-259-9000 or our website dywlaw.com.
How about the bat signal? Does that still work for you?
Absolutely.
Actually, but that's going to be at night, right?
I'm awake at all hours of the day these days, so yes.
And you know
Patty,
what?
We're so glad you're back.
Yes,
I'm
we
glad
are.
To be there.
Feel
and you know what? I'm really happy about the stock market. It's up like 1,000 points the last 3 days.
Yeah, I was looking at Cameron. I'm like, today you can go to college. Tomorrow you can't. Today you can go to college.
Today it's private school. Tomorrow
and
it's public
school. Greg, thanks for coming, babe.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Very fun. Everybody
and
have
happy
a great
birthday.
Weekend.
Happy
yep.
Birthday,
and thank you
Cameron.
Again, Kim, for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Have a good one.